Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, Celebrating His Victory. May 31, His Life. Lazarus, come forth. The man who had died came forth. John 11, verses 43 and 44. I often go to the cemetery to bring flowers to my parents' tomb and to meditate on the blessings I have received from God through them. They rest in a beautiful section of the park, surrounded by flowers and trees. On special holidays such as Mother's Day, Christmas, and Thanksgiving, many people come to honor their loved ones. I dare to imagine what that cemetery will look like on the day of the second coming of Jesus. I imagine beautiful scenes of angels reuniting families, just like in some of the paintings I have seen. I can't wait. As Jesus makes his way to the tomb, the narrator reminds us that Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. This is an important detail because, unlike the biblical teaching, there is a popular belief that the soul of the dead lingered around the tomb for 3 days and left for good only on the fourth day. The scene includes a tomb, a stone against it, the sister of the deceased, the fact that 4 days have gone by, the warning that the body is decomposing and there might have been a stench. As if Jesus had not noticed all these signs of death, he gives the outrageous order, "Remove the stone." John 11, verse 39. Excuse me? Why would anyone want to do that? Perhaps Jesus wants to see his friend one last time. But that's not the reason. Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? John 11, verse 40. Believe, Martha. Believe, Elizabeth. Believe, John. Believe. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. John 11, verse 43. Lazarus, come out. Life himself is calling you, and Lazarus came out. Many say that Jesus called Lazarus by name because otherwise everyone buried in that cemetery would have come out. Life himself was calling the dead, and death could not resist life. But this was too big of a sign. So from that day on, they, the council of priests and Pharisees, planned together to kill him. John 11, verse 53. In the Gospel of John, this is the trigger for the death of Jesus. Jesus gave his life to give Lazarus life. Literally, in more than one sense, Jesus died so Lazarus could live, and he died so that my loved ones and yours may live. He is the life. Believe.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!